are listening to the Fantasy Alarm DFS NBA podcast with host John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FN Nation? John Pimba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream for Monday, 7-game main slate. James, coming out of the holidays, you and I not able to record last week due to some traveling schedules and personal things going on, but we're back in the saddle here post-Christmas, post-Christmas Eve, getting everybody ready for a big week of games leading into the new year, man.
Yeah, happy holidays to you and yours, John, and happy holidays to the entire FA Nation. Happy to be back in the saddle. Seven-game slate, Monday slates have been a personal favorite of mine this year due to the size. It's, you know, single digits is always a good thing.
Yes.
But I hope everyone had a great holiday. I hope everyone did well on, made some money on Sunday, Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas Day slate. Seven games, all over 220 over unders. Portland, Charlotte topping the slate at 237.5, 236.5 in New Orleans, Indiana, 235.5 Utah, San Antonio, 230.5 Houston, Chicago. So we're going to have a fun slate, John, full of high point totals, lots of fantasy points. Not a lot of star power either.
No. Because Christmas Day was yesterday, you know, the guys like Embiid, Jokic, Luka, Giannis, Tatum, you name them, like the top race guys that are 11, 12K most slates, they're not here. James Harden probably going to find himself in that price range next time the Sixers take the floor as well. Top price guys on this slate, Kevin Durant, LaMelo Ball, are up there over 10K. Zion Williamson also up over $10,000 here. Only two notable guys ruled out as of now. That is Kawhi Leonard and Brandon Ingram. We are tracking the injury status for Jimmy Butler. Bam Adebayo as well, also questionable for this slate here, for the Heat. So, you know, should they be ruled out? Obviously, that will bring some impact to the Miami rotation as they take on Minnesota in a very favorable spot. Potentially for guys like Tyler Hero and Max Strus and guys like that, Victor Oladipo, if Bam and Butler were to sit. But that being said, James, here, like I said, we got seven games. Let's just get into the groove of it. Let's break it down here. Top three guards up over 9K, LaMelo Ball, Damian Lillard, Tyrese Halliburton, all of them really coming off strong performances here. LaMelo Ball wasted no time, did DraftKings bumping his price tag all the way up over $10,000. How would you rank those three guards when building your lineups for today?
How would I rank them? I'd probably rank them in order in which they're priced, but okay. I have no problem going any direction. Like, if you need to save some money off Ball, like going to Lillard and Halliburton, I don't think is a bad thing at all.
Right.
Lillard has given us 70 fantasy point upside. Halliburton coming off 63, his last game where he scored 43 actual and hit 10 threes. And LaMelo's gone nuclear lately too, as long as he's staying out of foul trouble. So
I was going to say, who's the biggest bust factor of those three? Is it Ball because of the fouls?
Probably. I would say Lillard is probably the safest of the... But, like, Halliburton is incredibly safe, too. But we've also seen Halliburton go 0-for-9 from the floor this year, where Lillard has not done that. I would say you're probably right. But even in that, John, the Sacramento game, as you alluded to before we got on air, 6 fouls in 27 minutes, 23, 12, 5, and 50 fantasy points. Like, even when he's fouling, he's going nuts. So, like, it doesn't feel like LaMelo is going to bust. It doesn't feel like any of them are going to be bust. I would rank them in order of their pricing, but I think all three of them are elite plays today.
Sure. In the mid-tier here, looking at the point guards, McCollum's at 86. He had a 70 fantasy point game the other day. Granted, no Zion. Zion's going to play today. Kyrie Irving, as we know, is really flashing some nice upside. Took a day off. Now he gets a matchup here against Cleveland, kind of a tough spot. And then opposite of him, Darius Garland, price tag coming down on him. He is $7,700. Russell, $74. Porter, $71. If we're kind of looking at this next tier of guards, meaning that 7 to 8K range, any of these pop out to you at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew McCollum was going to come around shooting, and he has 46% over his last five games, 49% from three over that span as well. The scoring's up. He's played with Zion in some of those games. And, you know, yes, the price tag is expensive, but Indiana's a bad defensive team. So you can get there if you'd like. 18th in defensive rating for Indiana overall. Irving, we know, is a tournament play going back to Cleveland. Apparently likes going to Cleveland. Good for him, I guess. But Kyrie for tournaments. I mean, he scored 38 actual 2 games ago and 52 fantasy points. Yeah. Like, you would think maybe there's like 60 fantasy point upside in there, but it's still 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Like, that's just not enough.
Yeah, getting him under 9K is like, it's just the spot you're comfortable with for him.
Yep.
So.
And then the other guys you mentioned, like Garland, the price point is really good. Get him right and he goes for nearly 60. Get him wrong and he's going to give you 30 fantasy points and probably crush your hopes and dreams. D'Angelo Russell for tournaments, tough spot. You know, coming off a pretty big performance, has had a bunch of them without Karl Anthony Towns, but up and down, tournaments only. And Kevin Porter Jr., same thing, like 22 fantasy points last game, 54 the game before, 32, 28 the 2 games prior. Like, this tier is very tournament heavy, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think the next tier is kind of similar outside of maybe Kyle Lowry. Maybe a safer cash game option here in the 6K range, especially if Butler, Bam are not in the lineup here. Clarkson tournaments, Simons you can use in tournaments there. Trey Jones, maybe Trey Jones a little bit more cash than GPP because he's just ceiling hasn't really been there, but not a terrible spot. Everybody's going to go to Oladipo if we find out that Butler and Bam are ruled out. So definitely something kind of to watch as all that kind of continues to break through.
Speaking of breaking news, John.
Yeah, Zion, is he in? Is he out? Update the people.
He is listed doubtful, so good thing we're talking about point guards here, because if he does not play,
we go right back to CJ McCollum.
Smash play. Absolute smash play. And there's going to be a lot of interesting value at the rest of the Pelican at the positions, because we've seen guys like Najee Marshall play a lot in Zion's stead. So, and Herb Jones now listed out for the Pelicans. Now he is in health protocols.
So that is definitely a Najee Marshall potential play. Obviously, this means we're probably going to get more news throughout the day.
Yep.
We'll wait and see if you know, no Zion, if Nance is out again. You know, Valanciunas becomes a really big play here today in that matchup for the Pelicans going up against the Pacers. So certainly something to watch here. The benefits of recording live, James, you know, is you get all these news updates here. So we can kind of reevaluate.
Bam Adebayo listed out.
There it is. Butler's got to be next, right? I got to think Bam's.
Bam Adebayo listed out. Dyson Daniels listed questionable. Another Pelicans potential absence there. Only see Bam thus far. Nothing more on the update front, but.
Still very notable.
Very notable. I mean, I think that does put Hero in play. I mean, that's going to put a lot of different people in play. I hate when Bam sits because then we have to pick through like all these.
I think there's actually been a clear path, right? It's not Jovic. You know, Deadman didn't play, I don't think, the other day. So like,
I know who it is. I just don't want to play these. I don't like Orlando Robinson is probably going to play a lot.
Yeah.
And we're going to see
Highsmith, right?
Highsmith play. And yeah, we're probably going to see both those guys play.
I mean, you just don't play them because they're going up against Gobert. You probably now go play Gobert, but we'll get to we'll get to the center spot. We'll get there.
What a wild stretch of news.
Yeah, it's a good thing we started recording right now.
To
get all this information out.
Agreed.
You know, if we recorded say like a half an hour ago, we would have missed all of this news.
Would have missed all of it.
And good timing. We wouldn't have had any of the. This podcast would have been wasted, is what would have happened.
Go us for thinking that through.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, back to what we're doing. Back to what we're breaking down here at the point guard position. More focus here on Oladipo at 57.
Kyle Lowry and Depot, both of them.
Yeah, Lowry, Depot, very much going to be in play here. Definitely go back to McCollum. Probably a core play of lineups now going up against Halliburton in that team. Again, he went for 70 fantasy points the other day without Zion. And Ingram in the lineup. So definitely a good spot for them there. Again, we like Simons at 65. Jaden Ivey's been up and down. You know, price tag still is okay for him, but just inconsistent with his pricing. You know, same thing with Conley. Good price, minutes in the high 20s, but inconsistent playing playing production-wise here. I like Noel at 47 as a value play. And then if Nesmith is out again, we can probably go back to Nimbard at 46.
Can probably go to Nimbard. Yep, I agree. And I'll throw Ayo Dosunmu in there.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'll throw Jose Alvarado in there as well. If they're missing all these guys,
sure.
Alvarado's playing 20 plus minutes. He's not like giving you a crazy ceiling, but we saw a crazy ceiling not too long ago at the beginning of December, yeah. Like the 8 threes and 38 actual. So I'll throw Alvarado in there. I'm looking to see if the Heat, they haven't sent in an updated injury report. Because usually they send it in hourly. Here it is. We'll see if we got anything for the Heat. Butler still listed questionable. Dwayne Dedman out, John. So
definitely Highsmith and or Robinson are going to be.
Yeah, it's going to, yeah. They still have Jimmy Butler listed questionable.
Which is annoying, right? Like, why are you able to give us the Bam news and not the Butler news? So
yeah.
All right, shooting guard position then. Anthony Edwards is at $9,200, kind of expensive, but matchup's at least a little bit better, not having to deal with Bam maybe in the paint, you know, if he goes to drive there, shot contention. Tyler Hero without Bam, I think, is much more appealing. And then, of course, if Butler goes, that's kind of bingo for him at 91. But you have a 9K Paul George against the Pistons with no Kawhi Leonard, right? Like, you know, we didn't like totally mention it at the top of the slate, but, you know, because there's no high-priced guys here, you can build some pretty nice, fair, and balanced lineups. And now that we're getting, you know, some value opening up on this slate here, like, you can get George and McCollum in your lineup and feel pretty comfortable with the guys that you're building around, you know?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I feel like people don't play Paul George. Like, I feel like every time I've ever rostered Paul George, even without Kawhi earlier this year, no one ever used the guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like the McCollum or the Zion news only is going to, like, further that because people are just going to, like, double spend up on point guard or, you know, like, get to McCollum and get to Lillard or get to McCollum and Ball or McCollum and Halliburton or something. And I feel like Paul George falls by the wayside far too often, leading me to say he's one of my favorite tournament plays on the slate, probably one of my favorite plays on the slate, point per dollar. I'd probably put him up there against anyone priced higher than him.
No, I agree with you there. I think he's very much in play at the top of the guys. Just ceiling-wise, he could be there. If we are looking in the mid-tier, though, like, I really love Zach LaVine at this price. They just don't move him. You know, keeps producing. You know, he has a nice ceiling when he gets there. So, a big fan of LaVine there at 76. Also like Vassell and Jalen Green, you know, in this 6K range here. Buddy Hield, you can throw out there in tournaments as well. But I would go all the way down to Trey Murphy at 5K is like my guy that I'm focusing in on here. Sure, Norm Powell's look good. Probably could start in with Kawhi Leonard out if they go in that direction. But the way Murphy has played the last two games without Zion in the lineup, 26 and 36 fantasy points for him here. This is a guy that we saw be very productive player for a stretch there when Zion was out of the lineup. And they had no, you know, McCollum was missing too, and they had no Ingram, but I do like Murphy at 5K.
Yeah, I think Murphy's a great play. He just looked, he was dominant his last time out. We know he's a scorer. And it's not even just Zion now, it's Herb Jones too.
Right.
So, like, they're, and no Ingram. Like, they're three top wing players, or three of their best wing players not there. So, Murphy's going to see all the time he can handle. And, yeah, I think he's viable in all formats.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you there as well. Any other mid-range guys off the board for you here?
I was just looking at your favorite player, Devontae Graham, could be an option. If Dyson Daniels sits too,
sure.
He's $3,100. They could be without Daniels, Ingram, Jones, Zion. Maybe Devontae Graham stumbles his way into like 22, 23, 24 minutes. He's $3,100. Okay. I don't know.
No, I agree. Could be a spot. And plus, with these health and safety protocols, who knows what goes on the rest of the day, I don't mind it. Anybody else shooting guard?
I don't believe there's anyone for me.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, let's go to small forward then. KD's at the top at 5K, 10-5 rather. Tough spot for him. Again, I'm not going to say don't play Kevin Durant because he's Kevin Durant, but a lot of size in Cleveland, so I do worry a bit about that. DeRozan, they don't touch his price point. He's coming off another really big game, 56 fantasy points against the Knicks here at the same exact price, $8,400. Now he's going up against Houston, consistently one of the best matchups for anybody all season long. So if you want to play DeRozan, you want to play LaVine together, I'm okay with it. I also think Lauri Markkanen will be very popular today at $8,300. Keldon Johnson at 73 is a really good price tag. So, again, a lot of this mid-tier range today is pretty elite. I consider Bojan in a good spot. Jeremy Grant at 69 is in a good spot. So, small forward, it has a lot of options. You can get pretty different with it.
Yeah, and I think things could potentially be even deeper, too. Like, Caleb Martin is probable. So, what's his status going to – but Max Strus could potentially find his way into 30 minutes, or Duncan Robinson can find his way into 30 minutes if Jimmy Butler sits again, because we already know there's no Bam.
Yeah.
So the Heat are going to be a nightmare, but like one of those guys could pop. I like Josh Hart a lot, 5,600, as long as he continues to be efficient scoring the basketball, 12-plus points in four straight games. That's led to 31-plus fantasy points in three of four. You know, his ability to rebound the basketball, and he's six assists into his last three, too. Yeah. So, you mentioned, I mean, the multi-position eligibility obviously helps. Norm obviously helps. Trey Murphy as well. And then Najee Marshall, 4,800, I think. No reason we don't see him play 30.
Yeah. Wish he was as cheap as he was like two slates ago. But
agreed.
You know,
agreed.
When Herb and Zion were out before, who was getting a lot of that power forward run? It was just Najee, right?
Mm-hmm. Najee Marshall was playing a ton.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know there. Highsmith, as we mentioned, he's 4,400. He's actually played some decent minutes here. He played 41 against Chicago. I don't know if Bam was in that game or not, but a lot of minutes for him there for sure. Will be a guy that finds his way. TJ Warren is a dart throw in tournaments, $3,800. Yep. 20-plus fantasy points in four of the last six games for him. Minutes up over 20 in each of the last two games, I think, is encouraging here. One of them was a blowout, or both of them, I guess, were blowouts. Do you think that has anything to do with the recent uptake, or potential? Is he just in their rotation? No Joe Harris today.
Yeah, I mean, I think the blowout could be a factor, but also he's playing 17 to 21 minutes like in competitive settings as well. I think they're just ramping him up and eventually probably becomes their sixth man, seventh man, playing 24 or 25 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. I think we could see 22, 23, 24 minutes here.
Sure. All right, power forward then. Obviously, Zion news changes a lot of things here. KD's at 10-5, small forward, we talked about that one already. DeRozan, we've discussed. Markkanen, we've discussed. Grant, we've discussed. So
would you play Butler?
Yeah.
Minnesota? We know.
No, 100%.
I mean, we know Jimmy Butler, Minnesota. We know what happened.
Without Bam, if Butler's active, he may be my number one play at $9,400. Mm.
Yeah.
So,
he's up there.
Yeah, definitely like that spot for him at 94. Ben Simmons probably in a tough spot. Mobley, Bojan, we've talked a lot.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I'm playing a lot of Ben Simmons right now.
I've been playing a lot of Ben Simmons, but is Cleveland bothersome to you at all? Like, he's playing center, right? Forward, you know, like.
No, because like the scoring doesn't need to be any higher than it already is for him to like. If he's approaching double-digit rebounds and assists, like, 6,300 is too cheap for him. Especially if we're going to keep 28 minutes. If we're getting back to, like, 30 minutes, Ben Simmons. I mean, the Golden State game, I played him, super tilting, was in foul trouble all 19 minutes, and then it was a 40-point – yeah, and then it was a 40-point game, and it's like, oh, we don't need to use him.
Yeah. So, we were touting him before he got hurt again, and we were riding him pretty hard. So I'm with you. I don't mind it. Again, Cleveland's just – Allen and Mobley being there,
they are good. They are very good.
They worry me a bit. But you can go there if you want. No problems here. Again, when we talk multi-position eligibility, all these guys play both. So,
yep.
Marcus Morris at 57 without Kawhi.
Yeah, I was literally just pulling up. I wanted to see his year without Kawhi.
Recent numbers have all been pretty good, even with Leonard on the floor. So.
Yeah, 20% usage rate's pretty good. 0.9% usage bump without Kawhi, pretty good. 0.84 fantasy points per minute, all pretty good. All pretty good stuff. Paul George, just nobody's surprised, biggest usage bump on the board without Kawhi. So.
Yeah,
get to Morris. He looks safe. He looks safe.
I mean, looks decent here. Let's see here. Jabari Smith had a breakout game. I don't know if we can count on that happening two games in a row, but
roller coaster ride that guy is.
Yeah. Yep. But he's talented, right? Was he number
Very.
Two pick?
Number two. Yeah, pick? He was gonna go number one, and then yeah. he wasn't. Everyone pegged him number one in Orlando, and then it was Swerve Paolo.
Yeah, exactly. So, SoCan had a good game the other day, didn't he?
Yeah,
actually a couple of good games. Jeremy SoCan, 4,500 against Utah.
Yeah, I mean, SoCan was a lottery pick, right? Like they took him in the lottery. So, another guy that's very foul happy at times. I don't think it's like. Look, this type of production we haven't seen, so we can't say with certainty that it's
Trey
like
Murphy now questionable.
Trey Murphy now questionable. That's awesome. So this is just they might not have enough people to even play. If they're all just COVID, if they're all just like they have COVID, or if they're all sick, a lot of news to break in New Orleans. But yeah, I think Sohan's in play, 4,500. I think here's the thing. If he's like going to pick up a lot of ownership, mm-hmm. I might stay away because we have not seen this type of sustained upside from him. We've only seen like a handful of games this year where he's gone over 30 fantasy points or 25 fantasy points for that matter. So if he's going to pick up a lot of ownership, like we see that when we get our first run of, I may stay away in tournaments, but we'll see how that number looks as the day progresses.
I mean, they should want this kid to be getting more minutes. So.
I agree. They should be doing a lot of things. And Pop's still like, he's like, hey, Devin, let's come off the bench every so often, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what are we, like, they are clearly, they're doing their best possible job to get Victor Wembanyama.
All right, let's say Trey Murphy doesn't play now. Who's on this team?
Devonta Graham.
Herb is out. Zion is out, we assume. Murphy's now questionable.
Najee's playing 40 minutes.
Larry Nance is questionable. Najee's for sure playing 40 minutes.
So McCollum, so they probably, what they could do is they could start.
Does like Garrett
McCollum.
Temple start?
So I was thinking they could start McCollum at shooting guard. And you're either starting Alvarado. They recalled Kyra Lewis, who was their lottery pick 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They recalled him. He played the game before. In their last game prior to Christmas, he only played a handful of minutes. They could go Garrett Temple. I assume if all these guys sit, like everyone's out, I assume McCollum plays starts at shooting guard, and they start one of these guys: Alvarado, Temple, Lewis, like one of those guys, or Graham, right? I guess one of those four guys could start. McCollum's not coming off the floor.
No, Temple, this is like the you just play CJ McCollum game.
Yeah.
Right? It's like when Miami was down everybody and Lowry played 45 minutes.
Yep.
And like you had to play Kyle Lowry that day. You went for 60 fantasy points, right? Like
You had to play him. So yeah, I think that's ultimately what they do. They would just shift McCollum to shooting guard and start one of those four guys, and then you just see McCollum just play.
Sure.
Boatload of minutes. That's like you said, assuming nobody plays.
Yeah. I'm
but Najee, know. I mean, if Herb doesn't, or Herb's out, if Trey Murphy doesn't play, Najee Marshall's actually close to a core play because he's actually going to be on the floor for 40. He's playing 40 minutes.
So So here's what I think this is what I could see happening potentially also is if Larry Nance plays, they start Nance at the four. Jackson Hayes is your backup big. Najee Marshall plays the three at small forward, right? And that's how they would have to play that rotation.
Why did Jackson Hayes play 28 minutes the other day?
Nance has been out.
Yeah, but Valanciunas also played 28. Remember when they were doing this last year?
Yeah.
Remember they were starting Jackson Hayes next to Valanciunas?
Yes.
Could they just – maybe they just do that. You're right.
Did Zion play in that game against OKC?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, so
that's it. There was no Nance and there was no Zion, so Hayes had to get some minutes.
Well, 28 is a lot
popcorn,
of minutes.
Popcorn machine it. See if they play on the floor together at all.
That's a, I mean, 20, like I agree where like they need him to play, but 28 minutes is not just like
no, I agree.
Putting him out there, that's like you're getting burned. So they started Marshall, Herb, McCollum, Valanciunas, Murphy. Direct sub. Yeah, Jackson Hayes and Valanciunas played 6 minutes in the second, 7 minutes in the second quarter together. Then they played 8 minutes. Am I looking at this wrong? So they didn't play all that much. Valanciunas didn't play the final 13 minutes of the game, and Jackson Hayes did.
Just a matchup thing for them, maybe? OKC goes small?
Probably.
Right.
Pokuševski played the last 13 minutes, 14 minutes of the game. So they played.
Maybe they went. They liked Hayes' ability to cover the range for Poku than JVal, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, the OKC closed with their starting five.
But, I mean, like, Miles Turner can stretch the floor, so maybe Hayes is a good spot regardless tonight. But
yeah,
I think Nance has to be out, and then we just see what the starting lineup looks like. So,
and Nance, if Nance is in, dude, oof, that's an interesting
spot. Yeah, if Nance plays tonight, for sure. Because they don't really have, so. Yeah, so again, the power forward position has some guys. I think Batum at 49 is interesting. Najee Marshall, for sure, as we talked about. Jeremy, is it Sochan? Is that what it is?
Sochan, yeah, it's Sochan.
Sochan. Highsmith, we talked about. Neesmith, if he starts again, he's been playing really well. I think we'll be in on there a bit also. Anybody else for you here?
No, I was looking through. I don't think so.
Okay. Obviously, if starting lineups and stuff like that happens, we'll have updates throughout the day. At the center position here, Vuk is your top price center, then going up against Houston at 75. Again, this 7K range for him lately, 47, 50, 36, 43. So willing to pay the 7,500 here if you want to go there again. I know there's Houston just a really good matchup for everybody in this game. A 7K Gobert, I'm a big fan of here, up against whomever.
No band.
Highsmith or Robinson.
Yeah, I think Highsmith is 6'6". Too. So
right. We were trying to figure out who was gonna play center for them. So,
yeah,
and we tried to do it by height, and we're like, none of these guys are taller than like a Butler, you know, like.
Gobert's. Yeah, I agreed.
Yeah. So, Gobert 7K could grab a billion rebounds today. Valanciunas, as we talked about, if everybody's out, could be very interesting here.
I feel the letdown, huh?
Dude, you know what was a letdown? Was San Antonio's matchup. I tweeted. I was like, if Zion and Ant are out, even the last 10 games, he went over 27.5 points and rebounds. He finished at 26 points and rebounds. He had two fouls going into halftime and picked up three fouls within the first, 8 minutes of the third quarter, and that was... You know, that was curtains.
Can't make that up.
For JVal there. Basically didn't play. Got subbed back in the final 3 minutes of that game because it got close and he never even touched the ball. So super sad.
25% usage rate, by the way, for Valanciunas without Ingram. I just took Ingram and Zion off the floor just to see. 25.5% usage rate, 1.13 for JVal. So pretty good numbers.
Yeah, for sure. Big game for Sengun lately. Again, if he can stay out of foul trouble, you know, we know he can be this guy.
So good. He's so good. Just give him run.
Constantly inconsistent, though.
Yep.
Can't play.
But it's also a minutes thing. Like, why are we... It's just like, why are we not giving this guy more run?
I agree.
You know, like, look what he does when he's on the floor.
What are we doing with Nurkic? What's Nurkic minutes? 22, 27, 23, 21.
That's so horrifying.
Two of them are foul trouble related. Houston and Denver. Fouled out of Denver in 21 minutes. Five fouls against Houston. But one foul against OKC in a two-point game. He played 23 minutes.
Yep. I think people are... I mean, isn't that funny? Second time in a row we've seen traditional center taken off the floor when Poke is
Could be. Could be the case. But, I mean, this is Charlotte. We love centers against Charlotte.
It's a tournament situation. Yeah. I mean, he's going to get you 24 fantasy points, right, as a floor. And if he plays 30 minutes, he gets you 30 plus. But will he play 30 minutes? Possibly. It's Mason Plumlee. He's a traditional center. And he
Nurkic
plays
didn't even play in that first game against Charlotte, so.
I think he's fine for tournaments. But, to trust him in cash is is a little too wild for me.
Okay, would you play Collins on the not Collins, Plumlee on the other side of that matchup? 59.
Probably this tier, but this tier is so crazy because like Sengun 62 tournaments, Nurkic tournaments,
Walker Kessler 54. No, Olenek.
Dude, I love Walker Kessler. Finally had like the stay out of foul trouble, play 30 minutes, look what I could do game.
Yep. 12, and 14, now San Antonio has been, we talk about Houston, I mean Charlotte a lot. San Antonio has been, I think, the best this year against for centers. So, really, really strong spot here for points.
No, Charlotte retook, okay. John. I'm looking at DBP. You're Kessler's second best spot on the board. Nurkic still number one.
Yeah.
So they retook their throne.
Okay. I still think 90. Walker Kessler is probably the center we want here.
Would you play him in cash?
Yep, play him in cash, play him in tournament. Yeah.
No, would you? Yeah.
I would.
I'm just so worried about this guy fouls so.
Pick a rookie center then. Jalen Duran at 52, Walker Kessler at 54.
I'm going to pick Kessler. I think Duran's in a good spot too. I think Kessler has more upside than Duran though.
Yeah, I would agree. Duran not a big scorer.
And the block shots for the block shots go to Kessler too. Kessler's a machine.
Duran is just a rebounder, really. At this point.
Freak. And I don't know if you saw the note. Bagley questionable, yes. So that could give Duran a nice bump too. 34 minutes.
Yeah, I mean he played 28 minutes against Philly and 28 minutes against Orlando, but blowouts in both of those games. In the more competitive games, he was getting 30 plus. You know, he had that 19 rebound game against Charlotte. You know, right. So. Right. I like that spot for him there. 52. Let's see. Zubac is 5K. He played 33 minutes the other day. 34 minutes. Does Zubac see more minutes if there's no Leonard? I mean,
It's going to be, I mean, this. It just like doesn't end.
They've been subbing Batum in to play center, right? Like going small ball. So been a weird split there. Eubanks has been getting some run here. 27 yep. minutes against Denver. Obviously, that was a foul out game against Nurkic there. But, back in the rotation, 20, 32, 20, 27 minutes the last three games for him. So,
yeah, I think there's interesting value. Eubanks is interesting.
Hayes at 35, of course.
Hayes. And then if Orlando Robinson starts for Miami – the two times he's started, he's played 32 and 36 minutes, and he had 26 and 30 fantasy.
Yep.
So, like, if he's starting, I know it's Gobert, but he's $3,200. I'm probably playing him.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, let's build our lineup here. Plug in McCollum.
Yeah, I think McCollum and Paul George, I almost want to say, were like – but we don't have to go PG if no, we
I'm
don't.
Fine. I'm fine with McCollum and George. It's $5,400 a player. Still pretty good.
Najee Marshall?
Yeah, Najee Marshall. Yeah.
Obviously.
It could be a day where you play four Pelicans, right?
Like, yeah. That's the caveat. Like, we could end up playing, like, a 3,100 Devontae Graham or a 3,800 to Jose Alvarado. Like, you know, just considering what their lineup is.
Yeah. I'm going to throw Walker Kessler in at center.
I'm down. I think Walker Kessler's a very good play.
$5,500 for a power forward, guard forward, util. Let's see here. Where do we...
Sohan, yeah, 45.
I'm going to go Sohan here. I like Sohan at 45. So $5,900 for a guard forward and util. Do you want to just game theory line up with the value guy down here?
I mean, I think... So I was... Before we even knew the rest of the Pelicans news, I mentioned Jose Alvarado. Like, he's just been in their rotation. He's shown upside. I think he starts. I think he's going to start, personally. I think Alvarado starts.
Do you like him, or do you like Hayes?
I mean, I just don't know, because if Nance plays, is Hayes dead?
I don't think so, because their front court's gone. No Herb, no Zion. Right? Like, they need someone to play power forward center.
Yeah.
I think Hayes is in the rotation no matter what.
You make that call. I'm just not certain on Jackson Hayes, because he just hasn't played all year until
He has more upside than Alvarado does.
Are we sure? Alvarado scored 38 points in a game.
Yeah, but I mean, consistently, when given the playing time, Jackson Hayes has been a higher output player. Alvarado's got trash usage. He just gets steals. So
funny you bring that up. With Ingram and Zion off the floor, I was looking at this before.
Sure.
23% usage rate, one fantasy point per minute.
But that's pretty not good. Because of scoring, though, right? That's largely just due to, I guess, steals. I mean
23% usage rate is pretty good.
But he doesn't. I guess
we don't have to. If we want to punt and not play, or if we don't want to play Jose Alvarado, I'm fine. I'm indifferent about Jackson Hayes.
Sure.
If Larry Nance plays, I don't know how that's gonna happen, because I think the depth is on the wing, or the lack of depth would be more so on the wing.
Sure.
Than it would be on the front court, because then you have. Like you said, you could start Nance, and yeah, Hayes is going to probably – I mean, you're right. You're probably right. You're probably right. So if you want to play Jackson Hayes, I'm fine with it. You're probably correct.
Well, no, they're the same price. Let's go Alvarado first, because he probably does start as well. All right. That's basically $7K for a forward in the utility.
Pretty good.
We can do a DeRozan at 84 to get against Houston.
I was to say, does Norm get us to DeRozan or LaVine?
I mean, we kind of are already there, but let's see, Norm.
That's true.
Norm at 52 as a forward, $8,700 util play. DeRozan, Markkanen, Irving. Is that group there? I mean, I'm good with DDR here.
Yeah, if DDR probably against Houston.
Yeah.
Like you said, and
that actually works out. If Hayes starts, we just shift Powell to guard, DeRozan the forward, Hayes the utility. So
yep, perfect.
That's perfect. That. And we have 300 left over, so we'd have a $4,100 util play. If any other news happens to break, you know, and we can play around with some other value guys. So
more Pelicans guys go on the injury report.
Yeah, more Pelicans guys land on the injury report here. Because I mean, like, I don't if like Nance is out right as well. You know, I would probably figure out a way to get Valanciunas in to my lineup as well.
Right.
Right? And rearrange, you know, some of that. You know, probably go down from DeRozan, up from Kessler to Valanciunas, and find a new util play. So.
Yeah, I agreed.
So that's the lineup we're going with right now, at least. Dylan Clemens is on your playbook here today. If you have any questions, James and I will be in the Discord. You can also catch James and I today, 5 to 7 on the Better Sports Network. It's free app to go download. You can join the show. I'm filling in this week, all week for Fensty and Ronis. Well, Howard is on vacation as well. So if you want to check out the Better Sports Network app, again, free to download. You can follow it over on Twitter as well. James and I will be there 5 to 7. We're going to talk about this slate. So all the updated news, you know, we're going into roster lock in the second hour of that show. So tune into that as well. If you want to get all the a slate breakdown, you know, a live stream, actually, James, is what we're basically going to be running here for the hour two of this NBA for this slate today. So check that out. James and I will be around in Discord and on Twitter, and we will catch you guys later.